And John McGinn, I'm giving him another 24 hours and we'll have a look at him tomorrow. You know, he's been very good for us, so, you know, he deserves to, for me to give him that extra 24 hours and then we'll have a look at him. If he's not right, I'm not going to risk him because, you know, we've got, you know, two other big games this week against Nottingham Forest and Middlesbrough. And, you know, it's a big football week for us, so I want to make sure that he's right.
Yeah, so you're gonna, in your own mind, you're going to have to be convinced he's going to make it, not only through the Blues game, but the other games.
Yeah, that's the big thing for me. I've got to make sure that... I said yesterday, you know, I'm not obsessed with beating Birmingham City. I'm obsessed with winning every game we go into, and that should be our obsession as a football club. So, you know, we've got to make sure that, you know, the players that we pick are not only ready for Birmingham City, but can play against Nottingham Forest and Middlesbrough as well.
You often hear managers and players say that the derbies are for the fans, and you only get the same 3 points as if you beat somebody else. Is that the way you see it?
No, I'm from Birmingham, so you know, I'm from Birmingham, so you know, I'm aware of it. I'm not just going to say it's another game because it's not to the supporters. But as I said, we can't be obsessed with beating Birmingham City. We have to be. The obsession is with winning every game we play. And if we do that, then we've got a good chance of getting to, you know, the top two, which is our aim this season.
It'll be in front of another packed Villa Park, and the atmosphere will be a little bit maybe different to any normal game. So again, are you getting your players, look, play the game, not the occasion sort of mentality? Or do you let a little bit of that occasion seep in?
To be honest, I speak to him every game about discipline and emotional control, and this will be no different. You know, whether it's Birmingham City, Swansea City, Bolton Wanderers, who you play, yeah, you have to go with the same mindset when you go into each game. You know, the size of the pitch doesn't change. The fact that you've got to get the ball in the opposition's net more than they do in yours doesn't change. You know, the rest of it on the outside is noise. And, you know, the players are professional enough. Most of my players have played in this fixture already, so they know it anyway. And what they've got to concentrate is their own performance, and if they put in the performances they have been doing, then we'll be okay.
You mentioned the word performance there. Derby away was standout for a lot of ways, and again for you it's about getting that level of consistency now.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it feels like a long time ago now with the international break, even though it's only been 12 days. And it was a really good performance and a marker in the sand, but I honestly believe that's come from the performance at QPR. I thought that that performance gave the players a lot of belief in what they're doing and what we're trying to do. We should have come away from that game with 3 points with the control we had in that game, and we didn't, but we took an awful lot of belief from that game into, you know, the Bolton Wanderers and then the Derby game.
And consistency is so important in this division because, I mean, Villa fans had it last year. They beat Wolves, then lost to QPR in the next game. If you can get consistency, not only your performance, but certainly your results, you're going to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, I believe so. And I think what we've got on our side is Villa Park because under Steve's tenure and, you know, the first couple of games I've had, not many teams fancy coming there. Steve had a great record at Villa Park, and you know, hopefully I can have the same now as well. You know, whenever we're at Villa Park, I do fancy us to go and get the win because with the support that you have behind us, and if you get some momentum, you know, it gives you a goal start, having that support levels from the supporters. And you know, they're getting right behind us at the moment, and hopefully we can continue putting in performances that can keep them getting behind us.
And in terms of some of the players, Tammy Abraham had a spell of lots of chances, maybe not so many goals, but they got one at Derby. Balassi came on as is making more and more of an impact now. You're starting to see from key players them delivering.
Yeah, we are, and that's always going to be key. We've got a good squad, you know, good players, and they're starting to perform really well. You know, John McGinn's probably been the most consistent player all season. We're starting to see, you know, the green shoots from Jack Grealish scoring against Bolton and, you know, being as good defensively as he was attacking as well against Derby. You know, and as you said, you mentioned Tammy there. Codger's going to come away with a match ball soon, you know, with the chances he's getting. And Albert as well. He scored 15 goals last season. Yeah. And he's played every game apart from the QPR game, and he's played well. And he's due a goal as well soon. So as a team, as a squad, I think we're starting to get into that consistent level where if anybody drops below it, they'll know from the other lads. And that's something that we want them to take responsibility onto the pitch, and they seem to be doing that.